Hello there, Consciousness Circle members, and welcome to another lesson. I'm here to talk to you about the full moon in Capricorn. The full moon in Capricorn is taking place on June 24th at 1:21 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, just because that is the time and day in which this lunar event perfects itself, according to degrees and according to very Astrology 101 rules, does not mean that we are no longer affected by it the next day and the day after that and the day after that. We are affected by full moon energy up to 2 weeks after the lunar event, which coincides with the following lunar event, which is always a new moon. So the full moon energy of this full moon in Capricorn will be with us and manifest and show us till July 8th, which is when we will have the new moon in Cancer. Okay, with that said, it is important to understand that this full moon is taking place because it's closing off the lunar event that started back in January of 2021, in which we had the new moon in Capricorn, and that was on January 12th or 13th, depending on where you live. Now, that new moon was conjunct Pluto, and it was coming from the heavy, heavy Capricornian energy that we experienced in 2020. It's so interesting how, I've said this before, it is almost inevitable to talk about 2021 and its unfolding without talking about 2020, because this is where it all started. Now, this full moon is a lunar event, right? It represents the emotional culmination and acceptance of something. In this case, it has to do with the emotional acceptance of the fact that we are building, structuring, creating, and building a legacy to leave behind from a completely different space within us. Why? Because the ruler of Capricorn is now in Aquarius. So let's take it back a bit. In 2020, we had this transformation of structure, authority, institutions. We were very much led by our leaders tell us this, so we do it. These institutions tell us that we need to be certified by them so that then we can be hired by another institution who deems us worthy of working for them because we got certified by the other institution. We are meeting the status quo by getting married, by having the kids, by buying the house, by buying that specific car, by making a certain amount of money every single year. Now, with 2020, we know that all of that stuff went out the window with, yes, it manifested via pandemic, absolutely. But the point was to question all of these structures and why we were simply following a status quo that had nothing to do with what we actually felt. All of that is Saturn in Capricorn. Now, the ruler of this moon, of this full moon, which is Saturn, is now in Aquarius. Saturn will still be the planet in the sky that represents the building of a foundation, the building of new institutions, the building of a brand new future. But now it's in Aquarius. And Aquarius is the sign of community, of the people, of embracing our individuality so that we can express it authentically in a larger perspective. So we go from Capricorn energy to this expansive Aquarian energy, and this full moon has to do with the acceptance of that. Now, I know that these themes feel really big, and here's the thing. I genuinely believe that this full moon has much more of a collective manifestation and essence to it than it does in a personal level. That's not to say that it has no personal manifestation. I just feel that we feel it much more strongly because of the archetypes that are at play. Capricorn represents, again, institutions, and the collective meeting a status quo. Aquarius represents the collective. And this makes sense because as we get to the latter signs in the zodiac, they go from representing the individual to representing something much greater than ourselves. Okay, so with all of that said, we have to go back, like I said, to that new moon in Capricorn that took place in January, which was conjunct Pluto. Pluto in Capricorn represents this acknowledgement of power and empowerment that comes from within us. This full moon is taking place at 3 degrees Capricorn. Currently, Pluto is retrograde in Capricorn and it's at 26 degrees. So this full moon isn't conjunct Pluto the way that the new moon was in January. But what it does ask us to observe, considering that that sense of power is so far away from the actual lunar event in terms of degrees, is for you to think back and ask yourself, who did I give all of my power to? Not just in January of 2021, but really, let's take it back all the way to May, June, July of 2020, because this is really following an entire lunar cycle that ties in together. But just so that we stay on track with this full moon, again, think back to January of 2021 and ask yourself, who and what did I give my sense of empowerment to at that time? Who and what was I trying to break ties with so that I could have my sense of autonomy? Now, when you ask yourself that, think about where you are now, and especially if it has to do with relationships or someone that felt significant or like home, and where you are with them now. This is you coming to this understanding of your personal empowerment and understanding that in order to liberate yourself from the status quo or what someone else is going to think of you or how you allowed yourself to be led by the belief systems or the thoughts of others or the opinions of others, how you are now coming to this emotional agreement or understanding, if you will, I make my decisions. I feel empowered by the fact that I care about what I think about me. And from that space, not only being able to connect with my emotions from a much more genuine place, but be much clearer about them. So, and this is interesting, right? Because we are coming out of an eclipse season, which has felt like we've lacked more clarity than ever. But here's the thing. This is a full moon in Capricorn. Capricorn is very calculating. It's very matter of fact. It likes to plan things. It likes to know things ahead of time. The essence of Capricorn will never change. But the reasons why it functions in that way have changed, have transformed. And that's where the transformation comes within us. I no longer plan my future or want to know what's going to happen ahead of time because that's what society tells me, but because now I'm building something different. My intention behind that is different. And look, again, this eclipse season, Mercury having gone retrograde, even Saturn being retrograde, all of that stuff has made us feel like we lack clarity. But remember, the energy of this full moon lasts for 2 weeks. So this is when we begin to gain the clarity that we have so badly wanted over the last 8 weeks. Okay. Now, this is very important because as we lead into the new moon in Cancer, which will take place July 8th or 9th, depending on where you live, that's when eclipse season technically ends. And how interesting, right? That it ends with the new moon in Cancer, and Cancer represents our emotional processing and our sense of home. So this full moon in Capricorn is allowing us to understand at a fundamental level that our structures are new and that we can own them and that we can say, this is mine. So that by the time that new moon in Cancer comes, we are now building our new sense of home or an actual new home from the understanding that we're gaining with this full moon in Capricorn. Okay, so when do we actually begin to build and begin to see some progress and begin to finally see some clarity and answers that we have been so desperately been wanting for the last 2 months? Okay, so we remember that the ruler of Capricorn is Saturn. Saturn is currently retrograde in Aquarius. The first thing that that tells me is that we have to understand that these changes and the action towards building a new foundation is going to take some time. And it's going to take, from what I can see, the rest of Saturn's retrograde period, which will end in October. But you will begin to see some fruition of what you're building in September. Okay. Also, this full moon sextiles Jupiter retrograde in Pisces. This is really, really important because Jupiter is getting ready to go back into Aquarius for the rest of the year. But Jupiter will be back in Pisces, where it is right now, at the time of the full moon, in January of 2022. So these clarifications that you're having right now, these answers that are coming to you right now, the building that you're going to do from now till September and October, and then that'll be a check-in point that you'll have in which, okay, this is what I've done in the last 3 months. What more do I need to do from now till the end of the year? This tells me that you are allowing yourself to expand from a space that has to do with spirit, because Pisces represents that part of us. But another thing that this tells me is that you have to remember that you don't have to do things alone. Look, the moon is naturally ruled by Cancer. Cancer is the opposite sign of Capricorn. In traditional astrology, it is believed that the moon is not in a good position when it's in the sign of Capricorn because it's in the sign opposite of Cancer, which is the actual sign it rules. But I'm a firm believer that astrology is not stationary, that it's evolutionary. And what I mean by that is that, yes, the archetypes of astrology will always remain the same. The fundamental rules will always remain the same. But what they represent over time will change. Because, for instance, Uranus has always represented technology. Uranus has always represented thinking outside the box. But think about what technology meant even 20 years ago in comparison to now. Think about what technology meant 30 years ago in comparison to now. It has changed so much. It has revolutionized and transformed our world. So that's what I mean. Uranus has always represented technology, and technology, the definition of technology is anything that comes into our lives that makes our lives easier. And that can look like many different things, right? Hundreds of years ago, technology was a brand new tool. It was a hammer. That's a form of technology that at that time, whenever that came about, changed and made people's lives easier at that time. So with that said, it is important to understand that the moon in Capricorn can traditionally represent or manifest in, I need to do this alone. This weighs heavily on me, but if I work really hard at it, I can accomplish it all on my own. I all I need to do is plan. All I need to do is organize myself really, really well, and I will see the fruition of my hard work. And look, I'm not saying that that's not still possible. That could definitely be the manifestation of this full moon for you. But the fact that Saturn, the ruler of Capricorn, is in Aquarius, which represents community and being in community, and Jupiter is in Pisces, which is compassion and understanding, that you don't have to do things alone, that you can ask for help. Now, if we go back to the larger manifestation or the collective manifestation of this new moon. It represents going from these structures that were given to us, that we were conditioned by, to this understanding that these new structures have to do with collaborating with others, with being in community with others. That same message translates into how we deal with this individually. Okay, so understand that over the next 3 months, whatever it is that you're going to build for yourself or begin building for yourself, this new sense of home that you're building for yourself, it is better if you ask for help and not do it alone. Seek community, seek safe space, seek spaces that allow you to be yourself, that allow you to process how all of these changes are feeling, and open yourself up to the transformation of Capricornian energy. Because even though Pluto is at 26 degrees Capricorn, it's still in Capricorn. It's still transforming Capricorn energy. So at an emotional level, where are you in terms of asking for help? Where are you in terms of understanding your sense of empowerment and understanding that you can give yourself what you need? And look, more often than not, the best way to give ourselves what we need is to ask for help. Asking for help is one of the most important ways to show ourselves self-love. Because as human beings, we can do extraordinary things, absolutely. But we are also limited in many ways. We don't know everything. If you need an attorney for something, you need an attorney. You don't have the knowledge to represent yourself in court, for instance, even though that is something that is allowed. And having worked in the legal field for a long time, I do not recommend it. That is you, for instance, it's probably a silly example, but that is you understanding, okay, I need assistance because this isn't my forte. I need assistance because I don't know it all. So I need to go and seek it. That translates into so many other parts in your life. I need help with watching my kids. I need an hour to myself. I need help with fixing my car. I need someone to help me cook my dinner. These are silly, simple examples, but the reason that I say them in that way is because a moon in Capricorn can tend to feel like they nurture themselves by being extremely self-sufficient. And believe me, coming from a Capricorn, it is very, very easy to do that. But because in the collective level, that is the energy that has been transforming, we are now being asked by the cosmos very clearly to seek help and connection with others. That from this point forward, that from this eclipse season forward, we are not meant to do things alone. It is so important to remember this, because not only is Jupiter currently in Pisces with this full moon, Neptune is also in Pisces. And again, that's another sign that has two planets in it that are far away in degrees from one another, but that will be extremely, extremely important come 2022. The transformative energy that Capricorn has endured is going to have a lot to do with 2022, because Pisces is so part of it right now. So it'll be important for you to pay attention to where Pisces falls in your chart, and obviously where Capricorn falls in your chart, and the recognition that you're having in the Capricorn part of your chart, and how you are going to find perhaps community in the Pisces part of your chart, and how that community has to be about compassion, acceptance, holding safe space, and perhaps having somewhat of a spiritual undertone to it. Okay? So with that said, I hope this is helpful. I have broken this full moon class into two different audios. I tried to give you more of the technical terms here. And in the next audio, I'm going to go into more of a profound meaning to it. Okay? Have a great day.